There's a prayer attributed to St. Francis. Lord, give me the, and I paraphrase, give me the courage to change the things I can change, to accept the things I can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. We get frustrated when we can't change something. Now, there are essentially two or three things that are major in our lives that we cannot change. We can't change the past. Past is gone. Whatever happened back there, you can't do a thing about it. You can't go back. Superman could. When he flew faster than the speed of light in the comic books, he could go back into the past. And then if he tried to change the past, it would mess you up. Okay. You cannot change other people. Oh, Dr. Ray, come on. When we interact with others, we attempt to influence them. We attempt to change their mind. We attempt to get them to see reason. We attempt to converse with them, to help them to understand. Yes, but you have to, you don't have to do anything. I hate when I say that. It's wise to remember that if they don't want to change the way they act, if they don't want to change how they treat you, if they don't want to change who they are, you can't do anything about it. You can attempt to persuade and influence, but in the end, notice I didn't say, but at the end of the day, what a cliche. In the end, they decide if they're going to alter anything they think or do. I want to talk about the past. The early theories in therapy, particularly Freud, made the point that we are who we are today because of what happened to us then, particularly in our childhood. Whatever happened to us in our childhood. Now, Freud had very, very specific theories about certain stages you went through in your childhood, and if you didn't resolve those stages right, then, as an adult, you were going to have certain kinds of pathology. The vast majority of therapists and mental health people do not follow Freudian theory. However, he has left his fingerprint on so much of this because the idea that if we know what happened to you when, we can somehow reassess it, help you to look at it in a different way, and that will change who you are now. Let me use a small example on this. If you smoke, what was your main reason for beginning to smoke? Did you want to look cool? Did you want to try it out? Did you think it was grown up? Are those your reasons now? If you're going to quit smoking now, what you have to do is totally unrelated to then. Or let's say that you had unloving parents. You come from a home that was split early, and the parent you were with was far short of affectionate, far short of solid discipline. Parent may have had their own emotional struggles and problems. And you look back on that and you say, well, gee, that's why I'm so insecure now. I never got a feeling that I was valuable or I was loved. I never sensed it. Never happened. That's why I am the way I am now. That's why I'm so insecure. That's why I'm so sensitive. That's why I'm so emotional. Perhaps. Could be part of it. But whatever you do now to get over that is completely unrelated to what happened then. You can't go back and rewire your childhood experience. You can look back on it and have some sense of, well, I guess I understand a little bit why I am the way I am now. Okay. But understanding does not mean change. Insight does not mean cure. Just because you know some of the factors when you were 11 years old that entered into all of this doesn't mean that you can change now on the basis of re-understanding those factors. You've got to decide now what you're doing to yourself. Yeah, how all this came about may be something you'd want to study, look into, assess, talk about, but only as it is related to how you can change yourself now. If I'm an insecure guy, and I'm convinced that my insecurity stems from the fact that I didn't know much love when I was growing up, or that I had a parent who constantly put me down, or I lived in a family where my sibling was the golden child and I was second, low dog on the sled kind of thing. Okay. How will that help me change who I am now? How will that help me get over my insecurity now when I tend to take what people say and get shook up and hurt really easily? Well, you gotta look back and once you realize that your mom or your dad wasn't real affectionate to you, okay, good. You got that now, so now you're not sensitive anymore.
Right.
I guess I can say this about looking at the past. If it gives you a sense of understanding of what factors may have entered into and shaped who you are today, okay. But to look at the past and to say, if I understand how this all came about, I'll be better. Not likely. What you have to do now to change it is very different from merely looking back and saying, oh, that's why I am the way I am. Dr. Igarindi, thank you for joining me here on The Doctor Is In. 877-573-7825 is the number to call to get on to the program. Lots of calls up there. Anonymous from New Jersey wants to talk about something I said in my monologue. The past. The past is there. It can't be changed. It can be relooked at. It can be somehow tried to be understood. But our caller says that a lot of stuff happened in my past that I think has messed me up. Hi, caller.
Hi. Thank you.
You are welcome, dear. So are you clinging to the fact that this stuff happened to you and therefore you really don't have any power to overcome it?
I've tried. And, maybe it's an excuse. Maybe, yeah, I'm open to that. But I think it really damaged my life.
And, I don't think it's an excuse. I don't think it's an excuse. It might be an erroneous belief.
Well, it's pretty bad. My mother hated my guts. I was the fourth child. After three, she didn't want any more. She had me. She was mad. Very, very pissed and angry. And, it's just, wow. Like, really? Okay. So, anyway, I sit and dwell on this stuff, and I've been dwelling on it most of my life.
You know why you're dwelling on it?
Do I know why? Not really. Yeah. Maybe an excuse.
No, I think you're thinking, how unfair mother who is supposed to love her children. I got completely ripped off. I didn't get a mother. Talk about a shaft. And I think that's at the base of your struggles. Instead of saying, yeah, I was born to a woman who really didn't show me much love or affection. Okay.
No.
How old are you now, dear, if I may ask?
Almost 62.
Oh, for heaven's sake. So for 50 years, you've been letting this stuff eat
you. Exactly.
Oh, my dear.
Yes.
Are you a Christian?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, wait a minute. I got a question for you. Is there any love more valuable than Jesus has, especially for his disciples? You?
No, and I do think about that. Yes, I do.
Do you realize what you got in being a
From
Christian?
Him?
Yes!
Oh,
and
yeah.
Having known of him, do you realize that even now you could have been born anywhere else and never have heard of him? I think, now this is going to shake you up, but here's the way I think you ought to reinterpret your past.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to thank him for allowing you to be born to your mother. Do you know why?
No.
All
why?
Right. This is why you came to me. Because the chain of events that started way back in your childhood, somehow, some way, God used to bring you to him.
Ah.
The greatest blessing that you could possibly imagine. If I were to say to you, Anonymous, you got a choice. You can be born to the most loving parents in the world, but when you're 23, you're going to turn from God and you're going to go your own way and ignore him the rest of your life. And then face it. Or you can be born to a mother who didn't want this fourth child, and for whatever the reason, didn't show much love to this fourth child. But somehow, some way, God found a way to draw you close to him through this. Now, which one would you choose?
You know, you're absolutely 100% correct here. But my mother wanted me to be a nun. Yeah. And I wanted to get married.
Well, that's her decision. Don't worry about that. My mother wanted me to be a nice person. I showed her. You know?
Well, anyway, I think she kind of screwed up my life.
No, she didn't. No! Wait a minute. Stop it. She didn't. If you really look at this with any kind of depth, you'll see that because of her, somehow, some way, in a way you don't understand, God took that and brought you to him so that you will have infinite reward when you leave this earth. That was a tiny price to pay.
Okay.
You've been looking at this all wrong for 50 years.
Yeah. Okay. No. All right. Thank you. That's wonderful. So he used it to for a good purpose.
For more than a good purpose. For an infinitely valuable purpose.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You're really fabulous. You really are.
Well, I was waiting on the phone long enough for you to say that. It took you long enough to say that. If you'd have said it earlier in the call, I could have disconnected you. But no, I had to wait. Bless your heart, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I'll talk to you.